The coronavirus pandemic has served to remind many of us how much we depend on strangers staying healthy so we can restock our cupboards and go about daily life. That's especially true for Alaskans, who depend on a marine cargo lifeline from the Pacific Northwest for the majority of their goods. Correspondent Tom Bonsi checked in with some less well-known essential workers. They're in the tug and barge business.
Most days of the week, an ocean-going tugboat heads out from Puget Sound, going north to Alaska with a heavily laden barge in tow. Captain Pete Erickson is at the helm of the Western Titan, a tug in the Western Towboat Company fleet.
Hey, traffic, we got our barge strung out behind us now. We'll be building up to about 9.5 knots using Rosario.
He checks in with the Coast Guard as he and his crew set out from Seattle, bound for Ketchikan, Juneau, and other southeast Alaska ports.
Thank you,
traffic. Western Titan.
The barge they have in tow is stacked 40 feet high with containers. They're full of all the things sold in grocery and hardware stores, plus construction equipment, vehicles, and last but not least, alcohol.
It's good to be a part of the system that keeps the area where you grew up and raised your family supplied.
Erickson says dealing with the coronavirus has raised a few challenges. The state of Alaska required tug companies to file a plan for how they'd keep their crews healthy, as well as how to avoid spreading the virus into small towns with limited medical care. Russell Shrewsbury is the vice president of Western Towboat in Seattle. He says one big operational change is that tug and barge crews now have to stay on board throughout their voyage. Contact with people on shore must be minimized.
Generally, the guys will go to the store when they get up to Alaska and resupply on produce and any of that kind of stuff. We can't do that now. Or they would go talk. The interaction they would have with the people in the offices in the port and stuff is all been basically done over a telephone now. They can't go say hi to anybody.
Shrewsbury advises his crews to avoid contact besides family members when they're home between voyages. The tug company is not enforcing a strict pre-departure quarantine or ordering COVID testing. Some Northwest seafood companies did that with seasonal workers they sent to Alaska this year.
We're not going to chain anyone to their homes. We just want people to be really smart about who they interact with, because the implications it could have on the supply chain for Southeast Alaska could be devastating if we started having the virus run through the tugboats and people were getting sick.
So far, so good, says Shrewsbury. Other marine cargo companies on the Alaska circuit, such as Cook Inlet Tug and Barge and Centerline, say they too have not had crew members get sick with the virus at sea. The local COVID incident commander for the city of Juneau tells us the barges never stopped coming, and we don't want them to stop coming. In Alaska, a lot of towns are geographically isolated, without a road connection to the outside world. Resupply comes either by airplane, which is very expensive, or by sea. The relative isolation helped keep COVID away for a good while, but now our interconnected economies and the relentless nature of the virus are converging. The COVID case count in Alaska soared recently. Partly that's due to outbreaks in seafood processing plants and on board a factory fishing trawler based out of Seattle. I'm Tom Bonsi reporting.